Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself. It is good to be here. I hope you are having a fantastic week thus far. And if it's been a little challenging, let's change the narrative on that. My name is Donna. I will be your host for these next 45 minutes of tarot readings, and I am glad that you are here with me. And so as we begin, the way I like to start each week is let's just put thus far behind us, whatever you could complete, whatever is waiting for you tomorrow, let's just put it on the back burner right now, and let's come together and let's focus, and let's just take a big, deep breath in, and then let's blow it out. Ready? Inhale. And blow it out. Wow, that felt good. Let's take another deep breath in. Inhale. And blow it out. You know what we're going to do? The last one, take a really deep breath. Let's hold it for a count of five. And then let's blow that out, okay? Deep breath in. Let's breathe in. Ready, go. Come on, fill up your diaphragm. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. And hold it. One, two, three, four, five. Now let's blow it out. Wiggle your fingers. Rub your hands together, and let's get going. All right, this evening we're going to start with 330. Welcome, 330.
Hi, good evening. It's Leslie from Mississippi.
Hey, Leslie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
What's your question tonight?
Hey, yes. I completed my evaluation on Monday. I'm not fretting over it. It's just going to tell me that I performed well. I'm going to improve on those areas. And do you see a promotion coming out of my evaluation when I meet with my supervisor next week?
All right. Let's pull a card for you, see what we get. Leslie wants to know if a promotion is in store after this evaluation. Let's see. I like what you said at first. You're not fretting over the evaluation. It is what it is, and you're going to move forward. I like that. Keep that attitude. All right, let's see what we get here. Well, I have the Six of Pentacles. And that's talking about luck. That's talking about receiving. So it looks very favorable that a promotion would be in store for you after this evaluation. So keep your head up because it looks like that is a great possibility. I have a person standing here has some weights and balances in his hand, so that speaks to your evaluation. That speaks to the person in authority looking over what you've done this past year or this evaluation period, and handing out some coins, some trinkets. It looks like it's favorable for promotion on your behalf.
Because I work at a small college here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And a promotion would mean a salary increase.
Well, like I said, the Six of Pentacles is showing that you in this picture will be receiving, whether that's promotion or a substantial increase in your salary. It is in your favor, so be ready for it.
All right, and I'll be ready for it in early 2024.
I'm sorry, I missed that part.
No, probably I'm a guy who would probably be ready for it in like the end of this year or early in 24.
Okay. Well, whenever it happens, you will be due.
Okay.
So just be ready for it, okay?
I will.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Have a good night.
Same to you.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to 860. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me get to this number first. 203. Good evening, 203.
Hi. My name is
Hi.
Pat from Connecticut. Hi.
Hi, Pat.
Think,
how are you?
Hi. Pretty good, thanks. Let's see. You don't do just general readings, correct?
I can if you like.
Would you do that? Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. Give me 1 second. Okay, so I pulled the Eight of Wands, and that speaks to something that's going to be speedy. You're going to have some speedy progress in whatever area that you're dealing with now, anticipating. It's going to move. It's moving forward, and it's going to move faster than what you anticipated.
Hmm. Okay.
I want to pull another card.
Thank
I have
you.
My, I'm going to pull one more card for you since this is just general from my moon card deck. I want to see what one of the moon cards will have to say to complement this. Let's see. Oops. These are new, so they're still a little sticky. Yeah. Okay, so this one I got the, it's called the water element or sensing, and it's comparable to the Ace of Cups, which talks about new beginnings, new opportunities, new
right.
life. With
yeah.
whatever is coming your way, it is moving pretty fast, it's progressing pretty
okay.
fast. So, yeah, look forward to that.
Okay, I think it's like big time transformation. I
yes.
didn't think that at first with the first card, but people have been telling me that. Thank you so much. This is the second time I've found you, and I enjoy you. Are you on every
Thank
week?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, see you again.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Now 860. Good
Hello.
Evening to you.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
How may I help you?
Yeah, sure. So I'm actually, things are picking up. This is unexpected in the sense of my social life is becoming bigger. So I'm just wondering, do you see me meeting people in the next few weeks or something, like as far as a relationship is concerned?
Okay. Let's see what the cards have to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is going to be a time, I pulled the High Priestess, this is going to be a time for you to reflect. To dig down into your intuition.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to meet people. I think that you are. But as you meet them, let your intuition go to work for you. Let
yes.
it work
yes.
for you. Don't disregard what, you know, whatever it's pinpointing or getting your attention on. You don't have to be loud about it. You don't have to be very vocal about it. But internalize that. When you see it, just say, okay, that's interesting. I got it. I saw that. And just take your little mental notes. But as far as meeting people, yeah, you're definitely going to meet them. But what you need to focus on, not so much about meeting new people or even walking into relationships, it's about let your intuition guide you. And I think that is going to be, that's going to help you move forward in a more powerful, positive way that will benefit you. Does that make
okay.
sense?
No, that makes sense. I'm actually doing a lot of retreats and like mini
okay.
retreats that are coming up, reflection time. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you.
Why, thank you for calling. You have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. 111. Good evening to you.
Well, hello, ma'am. My name's Melissa, and I talked to you a week ago, and
thank you
for taking my call.
Sure. How are you?
A question for you. Is the landlord still going to be kind to me with me working with me with my rent? He's always been very, very kind. Thank you. And then I have one more question about that. Thank you.
Okay. So you want to know if the landlord's going to be kind to you regarding your rent?
Yeah, he's still going to work with me. I will catch up on this month. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to play catch up. Gotcha. All right. Okay, I pulled the moon card for you, and this kind of follows along with the last card I just pulled. Look into your intuition. You're already seeing signs, so pay attention to those signs. But the moon is also having you to deal with your subconscious and some illusions that you may be having regarding this issue. Don't be afraid to face it head on. Don't be afraid of whatever the answer may be, whether he or she is going to give you favor or give you more time. Don't get so caught up into that. But dig deep inside yourself. Find another way that you know that you can make this work. I do want to pull another card for you as well. I think I want to go with the moon card for you too. I think that's going to... Yeah. So this one is the air element, which talks about communicating. So make sure your communication, again, going deep within, whatever your intuition is telling you, be free to communicate that. Have a healthy but forward conversation about what's going on. But also know that it's going to result in a new opportunity for you, whether it is a new payment plan, whether it's a new place to reside altogether. So just keep your eyes open, keep your intuition up. Just don't get walk with blinders on this situation. Keep yourself open to the possibilities that may come your way.
Can you have the pendulum, please? I know you have a pendulum.
Okay, what do you want the pendulum for tonight?
Can you ask him if he hasn't done anything? He just said verbally. He just said, can you please just catch up? And I'm going to the pendulum. He has a pendulum. If yes or no question, he's going to still work with me.
Will the landlord still work with you? Melissa wants to know if her landlord will still work with her. It is going left to right, and that is a yes.
And I have one more quick question, please. The landlord went in my suite office today, and did he get anything with what I think he found the stuff that I have ordinary. Does he think? Wait a minute. Is there somebody where I'm at, maybe like, it's very safe, but maybe like someone like telling on me, because the person who's telling, I don't do anything, it's very peaceful. That lady created problems for 9 people. She just means she was arrested. But I guess the question did the landlord put somebody to watch over my office, or yes or no? That's the question.
All right. Last one for the pendulum. So did the landlord put someone in place to watch over Melissa's, her apartment? It's going left to right, so that's a yes. So again, that's going to have to go back to your communication. Make sure that you're having open, honest communication, but you're also protecting yourself in the midst of all that, okay?
Yes, there was a big problem. It was eliminated, and I'm very grateful. Could you, is it okay just to add one more thing? If today's date, did it clear? The person who watching it just for safety, not because is that the question? Is that okay to ask? Not leave you alone.
Let me put you on hold because I have several other people that's waiting, and I usually have time, and I'll swing back to you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's true. I forgot. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hold on. All right, 352, good evening to you.
Hi, this is Joanna from Florida.
Joanna, how are you?
Hi, hanging in there. My question is, I had wanted to move. I'm on housing, and the rents are just so high, there was nowhere else for me to move with the limit on my housing voucher. But they had me sign a new lease in October. And now what they've done is every month that my rent has already been paid, they're telling me it hasn't been paid, and they're threatening me and, you know, with eviction and all this, and here we go again. My rent was already paid, and they're telling me once again, your rent is not paid, they never paid it. And I just wonder, I don't understand why this started when the new lease started. So I wondered, are they going to continue on giving me issues? I don't know why this even started with the new lease.
Okay. Let me shuffle the cards. Let's see what they tell us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Joanna, continue to have rent issues. Are they raising it, or they're just telling you it hasn't been paid when you know it has been?
Right. They're every month it's already been paid, and they're telling me
okay.
that it's not paid exactly.
All right. Let's
yeah.
see what we get here. All right. We have the Hermit card. I'm going to pull another one because the Hermit is speaking to clarity, and that's exactly what you're looking for. So let me pull another card for you.
Yeah.
He's shining the light on something, but let's see. Oh, and I'm getting a page of cups. We're still getting some intuition cards here tonight. I'm going to pull one more.
Ooh, I have the chills.
Shining a light.
Yeah, not to interrupt you, but I was wondering, I'm like, is there a troublemaker in that office that is causing problems?
Yeah, see, the Page of Cups is more like a messenger. The Hermit is shining the light, so let's see what we get. Okay, last card I just pulled was the Death card. So that's speaking of an end of something and the beginning of something else.
Okay.
So let's put all this together. So it looks like this issue is going to continue, but it is going to have an end. And whether that ends up you moving somewhere else and that be your new beginning, or the messenger is going to shine the light on whoever is behind all of this, and then that will be the end of this, the end of this saga and the beginning of some peaceful living for you. So it can go either way. Just keep your eyes open for this. But yeah, the light is being shown. The messages are coming your way, and you are going to have a resolve. Okay?
Wonderful. Bless you. Happy holidays. Thank you.
You as well. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. 856. How are you?
Fine. Sorry, how are you? This is my voice.
Who am I speaking with tonight?
Rose Maria.
You still have that cold going on?
Yep.
Oh. All right. As few words as you can, what's your question tonight?
Whatever you can make up for Christmas and my birthday this year, this month.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to repeat it.
whatever you can get for Christmas and my birthday.
What are you getting for Christmas and your birthday?
Yep.
All right, let's see. You're going to get a clear throat. That's what you're going to get for Christmas and your birthday. Get you healthy again. All right. You know what you're going to get? Six of Wands. You're going to have the victory. And whatever it is that you're working through, especially with this cold or this sinus infection or whatever this ailment is that's affecting your voice, you're going to get some resolve. You're going to get victory. You're going to have success. This card shows a person on the horse who has won. Whatever the race was, whatever the battle was, this person has won. So this is speaking to you, not necessarily about gifts, but the gift of victory for you. I'm going to pull one more. Let's see what you can get for your birthday. Okay. You're going to have a whole bunch that you're dealing with at the season for Christmas and your birthday. And so the gift here is going to be for you to not get overburdened. The Ten of Wands speaks about having too much or taking on too much, being overloaded. And so what you're going to want to do as a gift to yourself is give yourself some self-care. Take it easy. Be okay with saying no. Be okay with saying no thank you. Be okay with just hanging out on the outskirts, because at this time you need to take it easy. You need to catch your breath, and you need to make sure that you are okay, so that when these things come around, your birthday, the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, that you're able to celebrate and enjoy them. Okay? Rosemary?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't lose you. All righty, ma'am. So those are your cards for tonight, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. 929. Oops. Try that again. 929.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Thank you for taking my call.
Why, thank you for calling. What's your question tonight?
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out, like, in the near future, do you see me doing a reality show or maybe an appearance on a reality show?
To
me, you know, getting into acting, because I'm thinking about going into artist management. And I don't know. I just think that, I don't know. I'm kind of intuitive. So I'm thinking, I'm not sure if I'm picking up the energy around the show, but I'm picking up something. Even if it's not the show, I mean, even if it's not on there for like a full season, I think I might just make an appearance. That's all I'm just trying to figure out.
Okay, let's see what we get. So when you're saying doing, are you thinking more like hosting?
Could be hosting or just
okay.
Maybe in, I don't know, maybe I'm picking up the energy around something.
Okay. King of Pentacles. Dealing with wealth, but it's also dealing with discipline.
Mm-hmm.
In order to have and to amass, you're going to have to have some discipline, but you're also going to have to be stable, so that you know how to manage it, you know how to hold on to it, you know how to keep it. So as far as your question regarding either doing, hosting, or appearing on A reality show? That's possible. I'm going to pull another card. Let's see if we can get a little more clarity here. Okay, I got the Ten of Wands again for you. I'm going to go back. Don't try to take on too much.
That's what
don't
I was thinking,
to,
yes.
Don't try to do more than what you should. You know where your limits are. You know your threshold. You know where the edge is for you. Don't try to go over the edge to prove yourself.
Okay, got it.
Okay?
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Because, I'm not going to push over. I'm not going to go over the limit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought about it one day, I was like, I feel like I'm pushing myself. So I don't want to do anything where I'm going to go over a limit. Okay.
Yep. So the cards didn't necessarily answer specifically whether or not you're going to, but I think what you really needed to hear from the cards was don't try to do more than you should. You're capable of doing it. You're capable of doing it. You're capable of hosting. You're capable of being part of that ensemble, but you know, you said you're intuitive. You know how much you're supposed to take on. You know when you're supposed to step forward and when you're supposed to stay back and wait on the next thing to come your way. So don't try to push it. Don't try to make it happen. And certainly
okay,
don't put on put more on you than you're supposed to.
That's what I was thinking, too. So I'm going to shake it off and not think about
excellent.
It and still do other things. Okay, I guess I'm going to need to hear that. All right,
fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
111. Did I get to you yet?
Melissa,
that's
it's
you.
Melissa.
Okay, we're swinging back to you again. Okay, give me that last question, Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, you. The owner, I'm going to be staying there, will he still be supporting me? He
okay.
always has.
Okay. Let's
thank you.
Sure.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
Oh, to you as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Pull the star for this one. There is hope. So that the answer to that question would be yes. There is hope that you're going to be protected, that what you need you're going to receive. The whole nine. You're going to be okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I will catch up by the end of the month. It was so nice talking to you, and so next time.
Thank you for calling. You have a good night. All right. Let's see who I have here. Who is next? Let's see, 917. Did I get to you? 917.
No, you didn't get to me. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Not bad. I've spoken to you before. My name
What's
is
Ashiel.
I don't know if you remember. Ashiel.
Oh, I do. How have you been? How's everything going?
So, you know, I'm still single and, you know, I've met a couple of people, but I felt like it was just one-sided. So I decided to pull back a little bit and just keep on looking. And if it was meant for me, it would come back. So
that's what we said, too.
Up. Oh, really? Okay.
You're a good student.
So I'm just curious if you see any new energies coming around. Because especially now with the new year, I wouldn't mind having something new, you know what I mean?
Okay. Here's what I just pulled for you, the Hangman. You need to keep following the path that you're on because this card can mean self-sacrifice, sacrificing yourself for the good of the cause. But this one, keep staying on the path that you're on because what you have in store for you, you're going to need your energy. You're going to need to be in a good frame of mind. And you have too much at stake right now to get sidetracked.
Okay.
Okay? So don't get discouraged about where you are. You are where you're supposed to be for this season. Embrace it and watch it work for you.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Just, you know, keep doing what I'm doing there, you know. Like
yes,
I said,
sir.
You know, if it's not working, you know, just keep moving, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't try to force anything to work. You're listening to your inner voice that's saying, no, this is not working. This is not going down the right path. Don't waste any more time on it.
Yeah, but I just want to also wonder, maybe I don't know if you can pick up on that. Why is it always those people trying to get my attention? And then when I start to respond and show my interest, it becomes, you know, I understand it. I've never been the one trying to get their attention. They're always trying to get my attention. I don't know why is that.
It is because I just pulled the Ten of Pentacles. You are a magnet right now.
Okay.
You may not have everything you think you have, but because you are secure in yourself, you're exuding that, and that's attractive.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I was
okay.
just curious about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I'm definitely
right,
working
then.
On myself. Thank you
yeah.
so much. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. You guys are going fast tonight. Let's see. Did I get to you 727? I want to make sure I hit everybody. 727.
Wait. Wait, I had a frog in my throat.
Uh-oh.
Hello, this is Kate.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am well as well. What's your question tonight?
My daughter and I had a miscommunication hiccup last
week.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it was an uh-oh. Wondering what you can read on that.
Okay. Let's clean up that set of cards and let's see what I can get here. Miscommunication. What's up with that? Okay. I pulled the sun, and the sun speaks about some happiness, some success, some enlightenment, come to some sort of epiphany regarding something, and maybe you thought you should go this way with this information, and she thought you should go the other way with the information?
I haven't heard back from her.
Okay.
It is old family stuff that I experienced in terms of my family dynamic,
okay.
my birth family, and I kept her at bay from that. In other words, I knew it was my stuff. I managed it.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and I have been estranged for years.
Okay.
Estranged. She doesn't contact me. I don't contact her. If there's a family event, we're civil, don't really engage in any kind of conversation other than nicety. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My sister had sent a group text, and my daughter responded to my sister, can't wait to see you, miss you so much, love you, and responded to my brother. So there's only my brother, my sister and myself in terms of my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter did not mention me in terms of miss you, love you. And so when she was, she was saying that it was like six paragraphs or something that my sister had written, and my daughter had shared it with friends where she was. This was Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
So she had gone to her partner's home in upstate New York.
Okay.
And she said this, and they were making, quite frankly, they were making fun of it because it was so long, and young people don't write long things.
Yeah.
In text. And so she said, well, what I said was, miss you, love you, can't wait to see you. And I said, well, that was more than I got, because she did not reach out or say that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, her response was, I'm hanging up on you.
Okay. So as you were speaking, I pulled two more cards. I pulled the Six of Cups, which deals with memories, nostalgia, childhood kind of things. So when you're talking about your siblings, that's kind of why I chuckled, because as you were explaining what was going on, that's exactly what the miscommunication is over. But then I also pulled one of my moon cards, which I pulled Jupiter, which speaks to abundance, but it also speaks, it corresponds with the Wheel of Fortune in the tarot. And that has to deal with, let me see, Wheel of Fortune. So that is dealing with your...
And you got the Sun card, the first card.
Yeah, yeah. It's dealing with life cycles. So there's this cycle. You were talking about the relationship. There's this repeated cycle that's happening. So there's no surprise why there's a miscommunication, because there's some thick emotional stuff. There's some fire stuff that's coming up and being brought to the surface. And it's a repeated cycle. And until you guys can get together and put the emotion aside and just deal with what you need to deal with, it's going to continue to repeat and repeat and repeat. So don't be surprised when it happens. Unfortunately, that's your makeup at this point.
Well, that was helpful, because I just felt like it is what it is. My daughter had not been in one time when she was in high school, we had a similar thing where my sister took her on a holiday, and she asked my daughter not to communicate with me for the period that they were on the holiday, which was just weird energy to begin with. So anyway, that happened, what was that, 12 years ago? Oh, that's interesting. 12 years of cycle. It also feels as though my daughter and I need to, this is my sense, truly engage in an adult-to-an-adult relationship, and that while she is my child, that the mutual respect has to go both ways.
I'm glad you said that, because I pulled one more card. I was asking for you, without verbally saying it, is there going to be resolve? And I pulled the Lover's card, and that speaks about relationships. Aww. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So it's going to be a long road, but I do believe you both of you are going to get there. You're going to get there together. There's going to be some give and take, but I believe you're eventually going to get there, because this card was pulled. This card showed up as I was asking for you. Will you be able to get resolved? So there's hope in this, but you're going to have to work at it.
Well, it's old generational stuff. So yep. I just keep staying in the light, recognizing that sometimes it feels all healed and then a trigger happens, and then you got to deal with that again.
That's that cycle coming right back. Yep.
Yeah. You've been so kind. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I think I got through everybody, and I have 5 minutes left. So what I would like to do, I would like to pull one card from my traditional tarot, the Rider-Waite, for the collective. We've had some heavy stuff tonight. Let's see, as the collective, what can we get this evening as we wind down? I think all the numbers that I see currently I have touched on, so I just want to make sure I didn't leave anybody out. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. For the collective, this is for everybody who came on that maybe couldn't hang on tonight. This is for those of you who are holding on to the end. I just pulled the Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups is telling us it's time for us to move forward. We've done what we can do, and it's like where we started. We put today behind us so that we could start this session. And now as we're about to end this session, we're going to put this behind us and we're going to move forward because there's still work to do. I want to say thank you to everyone who called in tonight. I want to say thank you for listening. And for those of you who have been listening for a while and have called back in, I appreciate your support. I am still working on getting readings going for the new year. So as soon as I can iron some things out, I'll be making that announcement. So I appreciate coming on weekly to do these readings. But for some who may want a more detailed reading or a little bit more time other than one or two cards being pulled, I am working on trying to get something together where we can maybe do a Zoom and have some time to just have more time to talk and get to the root of things. So for tonight, thank you so much for joining me. Have a most excellent rest of your week, and I will see you all next time. Peace and blessings.